When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A common sense recap of the day's biggest stories. It's John Catsimatidis and Rita Cosby. Cats and Cosby on 77 WABC.
Joining us now is Dr. Mark Siegel. Of course, we love him. Head of the Fox A-team there, medical expert. And, of course, at Langone Medical Center. And, Dr. Siegel, I know you want to talk about Biden confusion. Because, boy, was he confused the other day where he told the same story over and over again, almost word for word. Everyone's quoting it because
it's such a good story.
Yeah, I don't think that's the reason, But
I guess I got it wrong, Rita.
But he told it literally word for word minutes later, right, Dr. Siegel?
By the way, it's a great honor to follow Commissioner Bratton, who I know very well. He's a friend of mine. So these are big shoes to fill. In terms of what's going on with the president, I think, I said previously, and John's heard me, that we need a nursing home now between the White House and the Capitol, I think. But the president, of course, is the chief executive, and we're talking about executive function here. Cognition is executive function. Now, memory, you can work on replacing, Rita, with memory cards. I mean, it was ridiculous to see him with Zelensky there reading off of a card. Hello, hello is written on a card. Hello, hello, Mr. President Zelensky.
By the way, there was a moment where he looked and he said, we stand by you. Literally, that's what he was looking at.
How much confidence do you get being on the receiving end of that? We stand by you written on a card. But even worse was with the Brazilian president. He bangs into the flag on the way on. Let's look at this. There's two issues here. There's fitness, and there's also the face we're showing the world. So look at the face we show Brazil, knocking into the flag on the way on the stage.
I thought that was Charlie Chaplin, doctor.
I mean, he couldn't handle the headset that give him a universal translator where the president of Brazil is basically saying to him, by the way, we need to work together. Well, the president of Brazil kept saying, are you hearing me? He might not have heard a word. And then he stumbles off the stage, talking about Charlie Chaplin, and doesn't take the man's outstretched hand. So what are we doing with, how's that helping our diplomacy?
He bumped into a flag?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he bumped into the Brazilian flag after the president of Brazil was holding his hand out, ready to shake, and President Biden walked off the other direction.
And the president of Brazil just made some very arm gesture. Wow. He was very upset by it.
Well, yeah, he almost looked like he was going to use the finger versus the hand. He looked so mad.
Governor Patterson has a statement.
No, I just want to say, even I've never done that.
What, given the finger or which one?
No, bumping a flag on the stage.
Oh, okay.
Governor Patterson has always conducted himself with a great deal of civility, and he projects, a very high level of charisma, but also formality, and that's what's lacking here. When Governor Patterson was governor, there was a prestige.
Yeah, and he's sharp as a tack, and he's sharp. And I want to vote. Governor Patterson has the greatest sense of humor too. So his cognitive skills are high. I want to attest to that, Gov. Okay.
Thank you. I want a tape of this show.
By the way, I want to dig a little deeper on this whole thing, because what I started to say is important, which is, it's not just about memory. If it was just about memory, maybe a cue card, but it's also that executive function. And again, this is the chief executive. It's the frontal lobe of the brain. So you're talking about control of your emotions, ability to plan, ability to multitask, ability to socialize properly. These are things you need in the creative thinking, problem solving, focus. These are the things you need in a president, right?
Yeah. And Dr. Mark Siegel, in all seriousness, too, with this whole week with UN and the stakes so high. I mean, we had, Zelensky in. We had the Iranian leader in. You kept thinking, what is he going to go in the room? And before he even talks about what he goes to Iran and asks him about ice cream, because there's been these inappropriate times, which you just hit on, where it seems like very serious moments in our country. There's a horrible shooting that happened in Tennessee. He goes to the White House and he starts joking with the kids about ice cream. And then you tell, you can see almost it's like someone in the back of the room goes, you're not here about ice cream. You're here about a mass shooting. You know, it's a very serious topic. And there is this inappropriateness, which he, there's this cognitive disconnect. As
how is he going to be a doctor? How is he going to be able to debate a candidate against him?
Not going to debate.
Look, it's either,
no, of course, he'll bunker down at that point. I mean, I don't think we're going to see that. I mean, you know, he has in the past. You know, that's interesting. I was thinking of that the other day, that that's actually a cognitive test, that we've been calling for cognitive tests, because in the past he was an excellent debater. It's hard to believe that he can still be an excellent debater when he has to read, hello, nice to see you, you know, off of a cue card.
Yeah, well, I mean, that'll be an interesting debate. He'll need a whole stack of those cards if that's the case.
Let me say that.
You know, this is not grandfather in chief where you where you put a gentle hand on his wrist and say, "Hello, Grandpa, nice to see you," and he smiles awkwardly. This is the leader of the free world.
Ed Cox, yeah, look, last question.
Last statement. Look, this gets serious though when he insists on pulling out of Afghanistan against the advice of everyone just because he wants to announce on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 that he got the United States out of Afghanistan against all advice, including his military advice. What a disaster. And that's because of his
and
issues.
And we gave China the entire country of Afghanistan.
One more medical thought to add to that point, which is tragically, and this is the most important thing, if you are slipping, you're the last to know it. And so, you know, he's not going to admit this. He's not going to even know it necessarily. And so it's up to us to take this seriously.
Yeah, we need to call Jill Biden.
Let's take a thank you, doctor.